producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Thank you. By the way, I never want to say, gosh, we got a lot of listeners, without saying thank you, listeners. Because we appreciate you. We honestly, truly do. And we also love hearing from you. Because that's why we're here. The show's for you. So call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Speaking of Cloverdale, today's the day. The Big Flavor Tour will be at Dan's Supermarket, Bismarck, the north location today from 2 until 7. Serving up cheddar brats and tangy summer sausage. Same drill tomorrow at the south location on South Washington from 2 to 7. And then Friday at the new east location, that's the one on Yorktown Drive. So if you can smell those cheddar brats in there, or the tangy summer sausage, head on in. And also at every damn supermarket location and all the Family Fair stores in North Dakota, great Cloverdale savings go now through the 7th of November. This is awesome. The summer sausage 28-ounce pack is $8.99. The smoked or cooked brats, five flavors, two for $6. The ring bologna, $3.99. The red franks for $3.99. How about that? Dan Supermarkets, Family Fair stores, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. And pick up that phone and join the conversation. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us Wednesdays on the program for the Talk Radio Town Hall. There's not a lot going on this week in Washington, so we've canceled the... No, we haven't. No, it's a three-ring circus. Wow. There, for crying out loud. Are you joining the circus? Are you a ringmaster? What the heck's going on?
Oh, I'm... I'm sitting in the I'm under the big tent. Let's put it that way.
You're under the big tent. Yes, indeed. Well, so I know a couple of things on my mind that I wanted to talk about that have everybody kind of watching what's going on. And first is Paul Ryan and the quest for the speakership, which is really something he was sort of really asked to do. And he's saying, okay, but here's what I need. And then also the Benghazi hearings tomorrow. So those are two things that I wanted to ask you about. We obviously welcome our listeners to call with all of their questions on any of these at 800-228-0550. First of all, I would assume that was quite a meeting that Paul Ryan spoke to all of you, the Republican caucus members, and laid this out. Bring us inside the room.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a meeting, actually. It was a good meeting. I thought it was productive. Paul being, you know, the elephant in the room, obviously, and he asked to speak, and he did speak, and when Paul spoke to the conference, the clarity with which he speaks, which is a gift that he has that we all are obviously familiar with, the country's familiar with, it's earned him, it's why he's at the age of 45, sort of the default Speaker of the House in many respects. It was quite refreshing, to say the least. And he laid down some conditions under which he would become Speaker of the House, realizing he does not seek the position, realizing he's got the dream job, as he said right now, as the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, a policy guru who understands pro-growth tax policy and can articulate it better than anybody I know, probably anybody since Dick Armey, quite frankly. And is committed to it. You know, the fact that this job is seeking him, I think, is a testament, obviously, to the respect that Paul's earned among, among people who, first of all, share his position on most things, people who rarely share his position on anything, and several people in between. They respect Paul's clear thinking, his intellect, and his ability to articulate clear language. So that was refreshing in and of itself, Scott. The first condition that Paul made was one that, laid down was one that probably didn't surprise anybody, and that is that his family comes first, that he does not have the luxury, or nor does he seek the luxury, frankly, of being able to travel the country every weekend and raising money for Republican candidates and doing the really rather exceptional things that John Boehner was not only willing to do, but very good at doing. So he made that very clear. And I think most people respect that and understand that about Paul being a young father with a young family. So then he went about the business of diagnosing what he thought the problem was and what some of the conditions are that he'd want met before he'd be willing to accept the speakership. And I think it's interesting to have a guy that holds all the cards, playing them so effectively. It's a skill that we want to see in a speaker, frankly.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on the approach. Now, I've read a lot of the reporting about the meeting and whatnot, and that's always a little bit different because it's coming from the perspective of whoever is telling the story, obviously,
to get their
touch on it. But what I took away from it was this. All right, there's sort of three factions, for lack of a better term, in the House and different groups. And I think he's saying, look, I'll coach this team, but only if the team's on board.
Right.
With me as coach. And I'm thinking, well, that's not asking a lot, right? I mean, he's not saying...
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah, so isn't that what he's saying? And if you disagree with the coach, you shut the door and tell the coach why you disagree, and you fight within the family, because I think this is what some people have missed under Speaker Boehner's tenure, and that is, you know, some people advocate for, okay, a shutdown of the government or whatever, and they don't get their way. And so then they say, fine, I'm going to still vote that way. And then what happens is the Democrats... You have a few reasonable folks, and then they join a different group, and then, quite honestly, the policy outcome we ultimately want is not as good because...
But like I always say, if your negotiating position is, I want it all my way or nothing, you always get nothing. And what you do then is you push the other people who agree with you policy-wise and on the policy goals, but disagree with you on the strategy or tactic, you push them to the left because in order to get to a majority... You now have to compromise further with liberals to get them on board, and that's the dilemma. But that's nothing new to us, Scott. That's been our governing challenge ever since we became a majority, and it's a bigger challenge, frankly, the larger the majority is. That's exactly it. It's the all or nothing demands that force conservatives to the left in order to get incremental policy changes that we want toward this goal that we all share, and that is a more efficient, smaller, and a responsive government.
Do you think Paul Ryan will be the speaker?
I do. I do. I mean, there's a very strong sense of this. It was, as Paul said, and he said it so beautifully, he said, you know, if I am the unifying person, the unifying speaker, then let's prove it and unify around me. If not, then I'm fine being the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And the point being, now there are some people who still grouse. I mean, Paul doesn't have a perfect voting record for particular outside groups. Or there are people in your business that are going to make hay out of a vote or two of Paul Ryan saying, see, he's not good enough. He's not perfect enough. And when perfect has been the enemy of good way too many times in the conservative movement, it's not a luxury we have. It's really not even consistent with conservatism. It is very consistent with liberalism, but it's not with conservatism, especially in a divided government. But so Paul's saying, if I'm the unifying force, so be it. If I'm not, that's okay too. The problem is, if he's not, then John Boehner will be our speaker the rest of this term, in my view. Because there's no one else who will get close to 218 votes. There's no one that would get, there are probably 200 votes that will not vote for most of the other alternatives being talked about at this point.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get to some calls here. I have a few more on the Paul Ryan situation. I'm curious what North Dakotans think about Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And whether he'd be good as speaker as well, and how you'd like to see Kevin ultimately vote on this question as well, or any other questions for him. Let us know. Reg in Winnipeg, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Reg.
Mr. Cramer, I'd like to ask you a specific question. Like, I'm a Canadian. I follow you at your U.S. politics every day. I find it quite fascinating that there's so much headbutting and nothing gets done, in Washington. But the question I have is, just using simple logic, right, that if you, for example, Congress and Senate, reduce corporate taxes, which are highest in the world, in the U.S., or you approve the Keystone XL just to create more jobs, energy independence, for example. Why do things like this get shot down, never even get to, second base, if you will? Is it really Is it the liberal media that massages the, you know, the language, or is it just simply the Democrats just try and stalemate like a chess game so that nothing gets passed? Why is it so dysfunctional?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's an interesting observation as well, because one thing we are not, and Scott, I think this is a great question coming from a Canadian, because one thing that we are not is we are not a parliament. And I do think people sometimes get confused with that. They don't completely understand that our legislative system is not a parliament, that the founders created purposely three co-equal branches, which means you have got to get, in order to move something forward. Now, you can stop a lot of things, but in order to move something forward legislatively, it requires a majority of the House, 60% of the Senate, and the President's concurrence. And that's what makes it so difficult, and the founders made it difficult on purpose.
Yeah, they wanted it that way. Hang on a sec. Finish your answer, if you would, on the other side of the break. Reg, don't go away. You can listen to the rest of the answer. Then John and Minot, you're next. On cue on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Full Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%, and that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, Hot Springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spas at Full Tables 2 on 13th Avenue Southwest, Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBextract.com.
We love the best of North Dakota around here, What's on Your Mind. We have the Top 10 Tour. That's been the culmination of our What's in Your Town efforts. We're out of Jamestown this week, and so we're excited about our Top 10 Towns. We're seeking more, and it's great fun. I want to thank the folks from Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation and Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, University of Jamestown, UTC Aerospace Systems. Man, quite a story there. Hugo's Supermarket. They're in Jamestown, of course, other locations as well. Zimmerman's Furniture, Grizzly's Bar and Grill. Did you know there's a Grizzly's in Jamestown? You bet. Thank them all. Appreciate that very much. And we're also headed to Dickinson. The Bakken Oil Product and Services Show in Dickinson is this spring. It's a ways away, April 13th to 14th, but you got to mark it on your calendar. Dawa Solutions Group sponsoring that. To find out more and to register, go to BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. But another one of our top 10 town sponsors. And if you'd love to have us in your town, email Dale@FlagFamily.com. Dale@FlagFamily.com. Which reminds me that a listener just said, hey, what's the deal with New York City? Well, it's sold out, and we're excited about that. We did get a few people on the wait list in because they found a bigger bus in New York City, believe it or not. So if you sent your registration in and your check was in and you were on a wait list, a couple of you got in. Not everybody that was on the wait list, but a couple of you got in, and I'm excited. Marie and I are looking forward to that December 1st through the 5th in New York City. Back with our chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer. On the Talk Radio Town Hall, he does it every week for our listeners right here. So just to finish on Reg and Winnipeg.
Reg, other than, of course, we are not a parliament, three co-equal branches. Big things are difficult. They're made difficult on purpose. That said, they've been made more difficult by a very obstinate, in my view, president who has walked away from so many negotiations. And we're in a big one with him right now. And I say we, I mean, you know, leadership of the House and the Senate. And that is, of course, on a budget going forward, where he said he will veto any budget that that doesn't eliminate sequestration. And our demands have been, if we're going to eliminate sequestration, which a lot of us would like to eliminate because it's not been a great way to budget. It's allowed us to save a lot of money, but it's certainly put our national defense at risk. But in exchange, we want serious cuts to mandatory spending. That's where the big debt comes and deficit spending comes, is on the mandatory side, and they walk away from it every time. So they don't really want cuts. They just want to blow the caps off of sequestration and go, you know, spend more money. And because they're not willing to ever negotiate or compromise, and when we've even had compromises ready to go and agreed to, they'll walk away from them or move the goalposts. So we've just had, it's been a matter really of the personality, especially in the White House, that has made it so difficult to move things forward. So, and of course, the executive, the use of executive order is so liberally and aggressively, has alienated much of Congress. So we've been at loggerheads for quite some time. But carried over into the conference.
Bottom line is it's the pesky Constitution, right? I mean, if you're looking for the root source of how that unrest or disagreement or sort of stalemate could happen, that's exactly how it was designed. That's what you're saying.
It is funny, Scott, that we don't quite appreciate that point as much as sometimes we ought to, because it is frustrating at times. But, it's baked into the system.
I will say this, and we got a bunch of calls, so I won't let them talk, not me. But I do think the Republican Party, especially the House Republicans, have done a terrible, yes, terrible, capital T all the way through to E, job of saying, here's what we have done. So despite the fact that here's what the constraints are, we got a Democratic president, we got a Senate with a lot of goofy rules and restraints, here's what we've accomplished. Terrible! I mean,
it's so funny, Scott, you said, because that's the other thing that Paul Ryan talked about yesterday, and it was really music to my ears, and I thought of you as a matter of fact when he said it. He said, to the degree that I do go on the road to help members, and he does some of that in his current capacity, not on weekends, but during the weeks when we have district work weeks, he raises some money for the national party and in various state parties. He said, I don't want to just go and raise money. I want to go and be a spokesperson as well. And I thought, there you go. You know, meet with the editorial boards, do the talk radio shows, do TV in the districts when he's traveling. And if, we all know Paul. I mean, we know how articulate he is. You might agree with him or disagree with him, but if you haven't read his book, I would strongly encourage people to read it. The book that he wrote that came out last year, about a year ago, actually, at this time. You get a sense of his governing deal, but his governing, philosophy. But he also talked a lot about the importance, not just, by the way, Scott, to talk about what we've done well, but to talk about what we intend to do. In other words, what is the vision? What is it you're for? Yes, you want to repeal Obamacare. Yes, it's awful. But what is the replacement for Obamacare? And those are the things that, again, you don't have to agree with every policy of Paul Ryan's, but he can articulate, and that's really, really an important piece of it, as well as then the process itself.
John in Minot, next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, John.
Yeah, what is Paul Ryan's outlook on immigration? I believe one of the biggest problems this country has is immigration, illegal as well as legal, and them that Obama brought in. What's your stance and Paul Ryan's stance on that?
Okay, so here's exactly what Paul said, and I'm going to just tell you what he said to us last night. You know, obviously, we all know we have a big immigration problem. You've articulated it. Legal and illegal. The problem is, as soon as we try to deal with legal immigration, people want us, you know, to do something more extreme on illegal. As soon as we deal with shutting down the border, which we've had a tremendous bill to do exactly that, then people said, that's not enough. We need to deal with other immigration issues. So the big issues are so, seem to be so difficult. Paul said last night, he said it's clear that with this president that we cannot trust, we cannot tackle major immigration reform. Now, to the degree we can deal with small pieces of it, like border issues, interior issues, we ought to try to do those things, but it is clear that with a president you can't trust, we cannot pass major immigration reform. For example, visa reform, or you know, how to deal with DACA, or what you're going to do about you know, citizen babies and things like that. We're going to have to save that for when we have you know, a different president than this one. Not just because of the president's position, John, but because we can't trust him in the negotiation or the enforcement piece of it. And so I think Paul certainly would like to do something bigger on immigration, but he knows that the political climate is just not right for it right now.
John, thanks for the call. Mark Bismarck, your chance for Congressman Kramer.
Good.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Mark.
Good. Couple of points and then a question.
Sure.
You were a big supporter of John Boehner, who I thought was one of the worst speakers that we had. He totally, in my opinion, you know, made the Republican Party within the House an absolutely divided party. Then you supported Kevin McCarthy, who undermined Trey Gowdy with his idiotic comments about the, you know, targeting Hillary Clinton. Now you are supporting Paul Ryan, as I understand it, who is putting stipulations on his candidacy for Speaker of the House. I mean, we have gone from John Boehner, who is a loser, Kevin McCarthy, who is undermined.
Okay, Mark, I think we established that you don't like all those three. A quick question, because we're coming up on a break.
My question is, why wouldn't you support Jason Chaffetz from Utah, who has said, here's what I want to do. He's outlined his policies. He's outlined his conservatism. And now we're going to go and support Paul Ryan.
I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you, Mark. I'll support whoever Jason Chaffetz supports.
Who right now is Paul Ryan. And I think he announced that last night. Paul Ryan's in, I'm out. So he's no longer a candidate, Mark. But more after this. Thanks for the call, Mark. Clint. Ron, Bob, you're next.
This is a program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by Le Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Great company. Give my friend Terry a call. He handles the staffing for Polar Service Center's 30 locations and their manufacturing facilities in Minnesota. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Been around since 1946. Minnesota company. They have service centers in Kildare and soon Williston, and they need technicians. $35 an hour. Housing allowance and or choice of a townhome in Kildare, North Dakota. And so that's what they pay in Kildare, North Dakota, $35 an hour. Those are Bakken wages for technicians. And also great wages, like $25 an hour is the Bakken wages for parts reps and service writers in Williston and or Kildare. Great health care plans. Give them a call. I'll give you all the details. 507-696-1164. These folks are in this for the long haul. This isn't an in-and-out deal. They are expanding right now, not shrinking. They know exactly where this is going. So 507-696-1164, 507-696-1164. Ask for Terry, or you can go to the career link at polarservicecenters.com. I didn't mean to be flipping with Mark from Bismarck, but Jason Chaffetz, just to answer your question, I think you answered it by saying you're going to support whoever Jason Chaffetz supports for speaker, but he's already really answered that, hasn't he?
He has, and that's my point to Mark, is Mark wants me to support Jason Chaffetz, except Jason Chaffetz is supporting Paul Ryan. I would also add, Mark also raises, I think an interesting illustration of the dilemma that creates some of this divide. On the one hand, he's mad at Kevin McCarthy for undermining Trey Gowdy by suggesting that the Benghazi committee somehow is hurting Hillary Clinton's presidential aspirations. On the other hand, he doesn't like, John Boehner because he's divided the conference because he's not hardline enough on Democrats. There's a conflict in those two positions that's obvious to me, and I see it every day. Kevin McCarthy talking about the Benghazi committee, which is, of course, has Hillary Clinton in front of it this week, said that it points to it as an example of House oversight and House leadership in going after Democrats. Well, the Benghazi committee isn't designed to go after Democrats. It's designed to get to the truth of what happened before, during, and after the night that four American citizens lost their lives in the attacks on the embassy in Benghazi. The truth that's been revealed through that are things like Hillary Clinton has this convenient email server relationship with herself as an example. And those things are hurting her presidential aspirations. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't seek the truth just because it's going to hurt Hillary Clinton's aspirations. And so you see sort of the dilemma that we find ourselves in. On the one hand, you can't be mean enough. On the other hand, you're too soft. On the other hand, you're not partisan enough. On the other hand, you're undermining Trey Gowdy's going to work. Then I heard Donald Trump last night on a television show complaining that Trey Gowdy said that the Benghazi committee is not about Hillary Clinton. And now he's critical of Trey Gowdy because, you know, it's, what do you mean it's not about Hillary Clinton? It should be about Hillary Clinton. And it's like, these are very mixed messages.
People died.
Understand that. Our job is to discern all of that.
People died in Benghazi. Yeah. To get, yeah. for the sake of the decency for their service and their families, we want to know what happened. Like you say,
well, and by the way, Scott, you know that the State Department just released yesterday 1,300 more emails yesterday. That's how much stonewalling they've been doing over this issue all these years. And people have been critical of, you know, the Democrats have been critical of the Select Committee because there have already been several committees of jurisdiction that have looked into this and found nothing. Well, of course they found nothing because, you know, everybody's been stonewalling. The administration's been stonewalling. And this Select Committee, under Trey Gowdy, has been getting information. That's why we know about the special relationship Hillary Clinton has with herself on email. And it's why I dropped a bill called the Server Act to make it illegal for cabinet secretaries to have their private email servers that aren't secure.
Yeah, I really want folks to understand just what she did. What we know already, without any of the Select Committee or anything else, just what she did in that decision you're talking about is a fireable offense for the lowest level first-year Microsoft employee. You can't do that.
Ironically, it's not illegal. That's the weird part. What is illegal is her lack of protection and treatment of classified information.
Yeah, yeah.
My bill makes it a lot easier than that. Even it just says you have to have a government secure government server for your emails, your official emails. It's not you shouldn't have the luxury of having another server in your basement that the government doesn't have access to.
I'm trying to schedule an interview with Doug Burgum. He's been a busy guy lately, but he can explain that a lot better than I can, just how egregious it is. We just sort of get lost in the headlines and say, oh, whatever, it's a bunch of noise over her server.
Yeah, it'd be fun to hear Doug's take on that. He'd have a very, obviously, a smart and technical understanding of it.
I bumped into Missoula out there for the football game when the Bison played the Grizz, and we were talking about it. I'm like, gosh almighty, people need to understand that. So I want to do that on the air one of these days soon. Clint in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Well, one message that I don't think is mixed here is your constituents' message of we don't like John Boehner. And I think that at the same time, you've made it very clear that you align yourself with John Boehner. And back when he was reelected, you made the statement on this program one morning that those that aren't with Boehner, maybe you'll find themselves on the outside looking in. And, I would caution you, Congressman Kramer, that, we sent you not to follow. We the constituents of North Dakota sent you to lead. And if you're not going to lead and carry our message for us, maybe you'll find yourself on the outside looking in.
Well, Clint, let me just say a couple things about that. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that. But what I predicted, what happened is exactly what's happened. Exactly what has happened. Do you realize if Paul Ryan isn't acceptable to, for example, this House Freedom Caucus, which is a dwindling group, but if he's not acceptable to them and he doesn't take on the speakership, John Boehner will be the speaker for the rest of the term. There is no one else that's going to get near 200 votes.
And so that's my point is
that when you negotiate like this with where it's always all or nothing, it's almost always nothing. And that's my point.
I understand that point, but I guess I look at Ryan and I think he's got to be lots better than Boehner, but on the same note,
sure.
The very first thing, he's coming in with a bunch of stipulations and trying to change the process.
But to this point, Clinton, this is where I agree both with you and Paul Ryan. The process is what's gotten John Boehner in trouble. I know some people think there's some other things. Communication is one of them. His lack of willingness to do a lot of radio and TV appearances, things like that, to be the spokesperson. And Paul has been very clear he wants to be the conservative spokesperson. He's very good at it. But the bigger problem and the bigger challenge that groups like the Freedom Caucus have, and this is where I'm in agreement with them, is the process that doesn't include enough people, membership, and realizing that when you have 247 members, that gets more and more unwieldy. But it's also a safer process. That's why one of the things, Clint, you remember and recall something I said on this show that you disagree with. What we don't do often enough, even within our own circle, is exactly that. Say things that may not be overly popular, but at least have the dialogue, have the discussion, and are transparent. I never ask people to agree with me on everything, but I do like to know where they stand on things, because I don't think you can have that dialogue if you're not that transparent. And that is one of the problems with this system over time, especially in the sort of the modern era, especially in light of the Tea Party movement, where there's so much more of a grassroots involvement in politics, and you just need to include more people in the process. That's why, as archaic as our process is and does need changing, and if you read some of the things that the House Freedom Caucus members have said, that's their biggest gripe, is changing the process so that there's more involvement by more rank and file members. But then you look over at the Senate and see what this crazy filibuster, you know, and those old rules that allow the Senate to, you know, deal with about one issue a month. We need to modernize the process a lot, but that's something that we're almost all unanimous.
Clint, can I ask you a favor? I'd love to have a conversation with you about that because we don't have time. We've got a full bank of calls. I'm going to ask everybody to go to quick questions and get Congressman Cramer to go quick answers so we can get everybody in here. But I'd love to talk about when you talked about, you know, Brian coming in with demands or stipulations, and just talk about what he, in my mind, is asking for that just makes some sense about the best way forward to say, hey, I've been asked to serve, I'll serve, but are we all on the same team or not? I don't know that that's, I mean, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, that's kind of a mamby-pamby way to do it. When I dug into it, I went, hey, that makes sense. I wouldn't take it without that, too. But call back when we have some time to talk about that on a future program. I'd love to chat.
And there's one of those conditions I'd like to talk about, Scott, before the show's over, if I can. And that was the condition he said. He drew a couple of sort of some lines in the sense that he said there are a couple of kinds of people and then a whole bunch in between. And the two types are the bomb throwers and the hand wringers. And he described them, and I thought it was a great description. The bomb throwers are the people that are in very safe, bright red districts. And they're largely the House Freedom Caucus. And for them, everything's all or nothing. And if you don't give them all, then they're going to always vote no. So rather than voting for, say, cutting the deficit in half, rather than cutting it all together, they're going to vote no and make their points back home. They'll always be safe. They'll always be reelected, but they'll never change the country. And then there's the hand-wringers that are in those sort of marginal districts, and we have a lot of them right now, and they want to be protected from every difficult vote. And so they wring their hands over every vote. And rather than voting like Paul does, Paul's in a district that was a Democrat plus 2% district when he first got elected. It's now a Republican plus 2 district. And that is, you vote conservatively, and then you go home and describe your vote. You explain conservative solutions to America's challenges, and you speak to non-conservatives about why conservatism and limited government's the better way. And we have those two groups of people that are always sort of on the edge and never want to quite be part of the team. And he spoke very clearly to those two things, and that's the unifying part. And I think he's right. He's in both sides to come closer to our so-called center right or right of center limited government solution.
All right, back to the phones. Ron in Watford City, where the Industrial Commission is meeting tomorrow. Big deal for Watford City, by the
That's
way. Ron, what's on your mind quickly?
Yeah, Representative Cramer, what's your stance on Social Security?
What's my stance on it? Well, it's a promise. It's a tax that is built on a promise that is close to being violated, quite frankly, because of a lack of trust in it. By trust, I mean use of the trust fund for other budgetary purposes. And we have to fix it, or it's going to become insolvent.
I don't know if you have a follow-up, Ron, to that, but we'll have to do it on the other side of the break. We also have Bismarck, Fargo, Valley City on the board. We're going to get to you here on What's on Your Mind, but we'll have to go quick to do it in our final segment on What's on Your Mind after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, We are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is the only way I get through my day.
I tell you what, it's the best. My Pillow, National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, it's the real deal. It has this interlocking fill that is patented, which means it adjusts to you. It really works. It does. It's machine washable and dryable, so they're easy to care for. It comes with a 10-year warranty. You're going to have it for a long time. Get pennies a night for great sleep. 60-night money-back guarantee. And this thing will just never go flat. That's the warranty. That's the guarantee. Get one if you haven't yet. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. So Ron in Watford City, where, by the way, if I haven't mentioned it already, the Industrial Commission of North Dakota is meeting there tomorrow. I think that tells you everything you need to know about what's going on. And obviously, a lot of what is under their purview is happening within, eyesight, really, of Watford City. So it's a great day for Watford tomorrow. And we're going to talk a little bit about tomorrow on the program, too. But anyway, Ron's question was on Social Security. Your quick follow-up, because I want to get to the rest of these calls really quick.
In peril today, but we can save Social Security for decades with small incremental changes in the, over the course of the next year or two. But every year that we wait to make some small changes to Social Security, which should have no impact on anybody currently receiving Social Security benefits or anybody that would receive them in the next 10 years or so, maybe 15 years or so. But we can make a huge difference in the long run by passing some policies today that would save the system over the long haul. But it's a longer discussion, but it's one that's very solvable if we get after it.
All right, let's try and go with one-sentence questions and one-sentence answers here, and we'll get to everybody, I promise, because I have texters rolling in here, too. Bob, give me your best-sentence question for Kevin Kramer here in our limited time remaining on the Talk Radio Town Hall. How's Valley City today?
It's a nice sunny day.
There you go.
Last week the congressman said that Mr. Boehnert was the only Speaker of the House that ever sued the President of the United States. I did a little fact-checking, and that's not exactly true. Who was sued was the HHS, Health and Human Services, and the Treasury Department. It wasn't directly at the President, so that is just not true.
Well, Bob, that's the whole point of the lawsuit is it's an Obamacare lawsuit, and it has to be obviously targeted at the agency that is violating the law. But anyway.
You wouldn't get too far if you're doing it personally. So maybe a couple of sentences from Bob, but a one-sentence answer from Congressman Kramer, so we're doing good. Let's see how Rick and Bismarck does. You're up, Rick. Go ahead.
Congressman Kramer, I'd just like to thank you for the courage to get out and talk to your constituents. The question I have is, where are we with the budget? We talk about debt ceiling, but if we solve our budget problem, would that solve the debt ceiling?
No, great question. And so we're actually gonna bring some bills up this week dealing with both of them. There's a negotiation, of course, going on between House, Senate, and the President on the long-term budget going through, of course, this next fiscal year. That, of course, really began October 1st, but now is extended till December 11th. But the debt ceiling has to be raised by November 3rd, or we go into default. So we're going to pass a bill, I think it's actually today, introduced by Tom McClintock, that put some conditions on how we would pay our bills should we not raise the debt ceiling. In other words, remembering that money still will come in. It's just that not enough money will come in to meet the budget demands. So we want to set the priorities. And that's a very important step in the process. Then we're going to bring up another bill probably Friday coming out of the Republican Study Committee that I'm a member of that puts a number of conditions on raising the debt ceiling, including voting on a balanced budget amendment, giving very clear direction, including, by the way, to the Senate. Remember, we talked about those archaic rules that force the Senate to change its rules in dealing with appropriations bills. We pass many appropriations bills in the House. The Senate filibusters them all, as you might have noticed. The Senate Democrats have filibustered every appropriations bill, including defense and including for our veterans, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Our veterans have had their appropriations filibustered by the Democrats in the Senate. And so we're going to put some of those conditions on lifting the debt ceiling, as well as some others that get to the heart of why we have to have debt in the first place. And while we've certainly diminished greatly the deficit, the debt continues, of course, to be a problem.
Rick, thanks for asking that question quick.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Mark and Bismarck, one-sentence question and one-sentence answer. It's all we have time for. Go, Mark.
Okay, I had my disability from the Veterans Administration cut by 60% last year. Old people can't make it on Social Security, but our government wants to bring in 100,000 refugees a year into this country. I want to know why you're not fighting that and steaming mad about it.
No, I am fighting. In fact, I'm a co-sponsor of a bill that would greatly reduce that. The president is who wants to bring in 100,000 refugees, not the Congress of the United States. So he has a way too much to say about it. That's in the current law, and I'm a co-sponsor of a law to change that.
Texter says D.C. has turned Kramer soft. Your response?
Well. Well, I think I came in kind of soft. If you want to know the truth, I don't. It's never been my intention to be a to be hard. I think that the ability to get things done is very, very important. And making a point is easy. Making a difference is much more difficult. Some people confuse making a point with being hard. I'd much rather have incremental change in the right direction than to not move at all in any direction.
10 seconds or less. What do you want to know from Hillary Clinton tomorrow?
I just want to get to the truth of what happened that night.
I'd love to know where she. Yeah, where was she? Where was she? Is she proud of this? I mean, she can't be. It's unbelievable. It'll be interesting to
think so.
Yeah, be interesting to see. And a few of you have asked other questions. We're tracking down answers, and we'll do this all over again next week. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That's the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acids. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.